اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, and also in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International School. So we have here again Brother Hussein Ruhullah and Fawad Haider, and also Sayyid Ali Nasir and Habibullah Fasihzada here with you. So, salam, Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Fine, okay, alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. And Sayyid Ali Nasir, are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay. So alhamdulillah, thanks to Allah Almighty that everyone is fine. We hope that you are fine as well, inshallah, and doing well. So today, as we had promised you, we will go through the practical reading and tajweed rules of Quran Kareem. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
هدى للمتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So بسم الله. Now you're joining ha to the word الرحمن. Okay, so you gotta skip همزة الوصل here. You say بسم الله
الرحمن.
Why did I skip the letter lam? We said we have to skip همزة الوصل. Why the letter lam then?
Because it comes with Hamzatul Wasl.
Okay, wait. So here, go to Surah Al-Baqarah, the second ayah. ذَلِكَ Hamzatul Wasl, I skip, but I read long. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. Why not ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب?
Because it have a harakat.
Because no, it's sakin.
No, it is sakin here as well. It doesn't have any harakat. No fatha, no kasra, no dhamma. In Ar-Rahman as well, it doesn't have any fatha, kasra,
no,
dhamma.
The lam is not with the word Rahman.
No, it is. Alif, Lam, Ra, Ha, Mim, Noon. All the letters are together one word, okay? Like not Alif, Lam is not it's just separate from that word. No, the reason was this. I think you forgot. No, no. The reason was with the moon letters and sun letters. Whenever a sun letter comes after Lam, Lam is skipped as well with Hamzatul Wasl. Whenever a moon letter comes after Lam, the lam is pronounced.
Yes.
So how to understand this is like there are two groups of letters, okay? Some, like half of them are from the alphabet letters. Half of them are moon letters. Half of them are sun letters, okay? But it's very easy to understand here, okay? Look, if you have after lam, if you have the letter having a tashdid on the top, the next letter after lam, having a tashdid on the top, it means that letter is
sun letter.
That letter is sun letter. And you skip the letter lam. Together with Hamzatul Wasl.
I said tashdid makes a difference.
Yeah, tashdid is the sign. It tells you, it helps you. But you have to understand what letters are.
Sun letters.
What letters are?
Moon letters.
14 of them are sun letters. 14 of them are moon letters. But it makes it easy. But look at ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. Look at the next ayah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. Lam has a sukun on the top and you gotta read it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. You cannot skip lam. You skip Hamzatul Wasl, but you don't have to skip that lam. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب. Lam is pronounced. Why? Because kaf is
a moon letter.
Okay? Understood?
Yes.
So if
yes.
the letter lam has sukun on the top and the next letter has only a fatha, kasra, or dhamma, but doesn't have any tashdid, it means that letter is
a moon letter.
And or qamari. Harf al-qamari. And the other rule that if after lam we have a letter having tashdid on the top or that baby W, okay, so it means that is
sun letter.
You gotta skip the letter lam together alongside the Hamzatul Wasl. That is the rule. Understood?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now let's read the next word after Ar-Rahman, the next attribute of Allah Almighty, Ar-Rahim. It's the same. So you gotta skip both Al-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, all of them, okay? You gotta skip both of them. Don't say Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, no. Both of them, skip. Just join the previous harakat of the last word, okay? To the next word. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alright? Read it, Hussein Rahullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
MashaAllah. Ali Nasir.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أحسن فوات
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أحسن ما شاء الله ما شاء الله that's nice okay that was about همزة الواسل in this ayah
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, the next rule was about, what do you see? Any pronunciation of the letters? Yeah, the letter?
Ra.
Ha and ra. Ha and ra, okay? Yes. So the other letters are easy, but ha, ha, ra, these three letters here, okay? Ra, ra, ra. If you see ra has a fatha, it has to be pronounced like a little heavily, not ra. Because ra, when you say ra, it has an alif.
Alif with it, yes.
But ra with fatha. Ra, ra. Bismillahir. The first one is sakin because it has a kasra sound, yeah? We learned it. It is pronounced lightly. Bismillahir Rahman. The next one is. So if you join them together, okay, without like making a pause, so it becomes heavy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Huh? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Right? The pronunciation of the letter? Ha. Bismillah. Softly, as if you breathe out. Yeah? Bismillah. The same sound as the letter H in English. He. Who. How. House. You don't say, hey, who, house. Don't say that, yes? So, the H, it has the letter ha sound in Arabic. H, the letter H in English has the same sound as. But the letter ha, jim, ha, kha. Ha doesn't exist in English, as I told you. But you got to pronounce it like a kind of heavily, yes? From your throat. It's a throat letter. Both are throat letters, okay? But ha, as if you're clearing your throat, okay? Clear your throat. Hussein, clear your throat. Huh? That's it. Not like this. Not this kind of clearing, okay? Not this one. Or not this ha, okay? This is not the sound of the letter ha. But try to kind of, I think you gotta tight. You gotta tight your vocal. Okay, here. Tight it. That's it. Easy. Do it? Yes, Alinas. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fawad, you said it?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Rahim. Second reason as well. Ha. Again, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Go on.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ahsan. I have heard, okay, some of the teachers, some of the Arab speakers, okay, they pronounce the letter ha that heavily, okay, that it comes close to the letter kha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As if it is kha. I become confused. What? This is not kha. Especially when they recite salawat, okay? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Not the letter kha, not the letter ha. Between these two. Okay? Ha, ha. Easy. So, that were these rules were there, okay? And we have like two mad we have also here. Three mad. Bismillah. What type of mad is it?
Maddu tabi'i.
Maddu tabi'i, natural mad. Alif maddi. La. Ar-Rahman. Again. Natural man, right, Hussein?
Yes.
Ar-Rahim. Rahim. Again, natural man, Rahim. Yes. But because you stop here, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it becomes longer. Yeah?
Yes.
It is stretched more than two counts, okay? For four counts or for five counts. So, here, Maddu Tabi'i is changed to? Maddul arid
lissukun.
Yeah, the mad, the stretched mad, due to what? Because of what? Because of sukun. Stop here, okay?
Yes.
Oh, long discussion. Long discussion only just in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we discussed a lot. So now, alhamdulillah, I am sure that you will never recite Bismillah incorrectly. So let's test. Let's have a test. Hussein Ruhullah. Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ahsan. Anybody who listens to you reciting the Bismillah Rahman this way, they will love it. Have you become, inshallah, the leader of the prayers, Imam al Jama'ah, okay? When you said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, all those who follow you, okay, praying, they will love it. Wow, what a leader.
Between
what an
namaz.
Imam we have.
Between namaz.
They will never miss your prayers, okay? So really, some of the Imam al-Jama'at, okay, the leaders of the prayers, when you go and pray, okay, behind them, it's lovely. You like their recitation, okay? Really, it just, really, we enjoy this. And in Masjid al-Jamkaran, okay, one of the shuyukh, one of the leaders of the prayers is there. I forgot his name. He recites Surah al-Hamd, all the parts of the prayer, really in a great vocal sound he has and a great recitation he has. We love it. You enjoy it. You kind of feel everything. When he recites Bismillah, Surah Al-Hamd, you kind of feel him, okay? feeling, you understand them. Even if you don't know Arabic, for example, but you understand. Okay? So, long discussion on Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim we had. Alhamdulillah, we finished. But Fawad Haider, recite this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ahsan. Ali Nasir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ahsan. Okay, so thank you so much. We, alhamdulillah, learned how to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim correctly with Tajweed rules. Inshallah, in the next, after taking a break, okay, stay with us, brothers and sisters. We'll come back and help you again with the next sections of this surah. Let's recite a salawat, inshallah, and we will be back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان